this is Angels broadcaster Trent Rush, and you're listening to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now here's your host, my guy, Taylor Blake Ward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Built Bar. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. I had a concept for today's show. I told you yesterday we were going to talk about the 60-man roster, some of those things, kind of how the two-way player thing was going to work. But I had a new idea, and I wanted to bring some friends along with me to kind of go along with this idea, prop bets for 2020 with Major League Baseball season. So let me welcome in my guests here, Jason Burke. We got two Jasons, so I'm going to start with Jason Burke of Locked On A's. Can I say Locked On Athletics, or is that too much?
I mean, you can, but for the branding, I prefer A's.
I think everyone does. So, Berkey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. About yourself, man?
Yeah, I'm doing, you know, just same old, just wearing a mask where I can, and, you know, nothing new. I know another guy that's wearing a mask. I think he wears a mask when he goes to sleep, is Jason Hernandez. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, Jason Squared's going to do well, and what I do in the bedroom is no one's business.
Wow. Okay. On that note, as a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, you can download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to today's show. You threw me off there pretty good.
Yeah, buddy.
It's even worse when you say that. So let's get into
to be serious, to be a little bit serious, because we personally know people that have had COVID-19. We've actually worn masks indoors a couple of times just for the sake of being, let's be safe right now. You know, showing off our different masks. I have an Air Jordan mask. I have a couple of baseball masks. So. Yeah,
there you go. Neato. Mine's black. Mine's just flat black. So for today's show of Locked On Angels, we are doing, what was it? Prop bets, right? It was prop bets for 2020. Jason, you got me mixed up. I can't say Jason anymore. It's two of you. Hernandez messed me up there. We're doing prop bets for the 2020 season. And as we kind of go along with the show, I think you'll get an understanding more of how these prop bets are going to work. But part of it is, ones that we get wrong, we want to put this towards a good cause. And Jason Mott, the Jason Mott Foundation, Let's Strike Out Cancer, is one that's very close to my heart. And if you guys are up for it, on these prop bets, the ones that we get wrong, we donate $5 towards Let's Strike Out Cancer, the Jason Mott Foundation, for each one that we get wrong. Are you guys up for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I'm down. All right.
Well, I love it. Jason Mott Foundation, if you aren't familiar with it, go to www.jasonmottfoundation.org. They've got those t-shirts that a lot of people like, the K Cancer shirts. They've got those for sale. So check them out. You know, it's a great foundation, and I'm excited to help them out. I'm actually hoping that I get all 21 prop bets wrong just for that reason. So let's start off with pitching. We've got pitching, hitting, kind of neutralize things. I know Jason Hernandez has an idea of what we're going through. Berkey, I'm going to start off with you, because you are not familiar at all with what's going on here. So let's start off with you. A prop bet: there will be a new ERA record in 2020. So that means a minimum of 60 innings, one inning per game. Someone will pitch 60 innings with an ERA south of one. And for the sake of kind of fairness, Bob Gibson had the 1.12 ERA in 1968. Let's go for that. Let's say a sub 1.123 ERA.
I don't think so. Because the sample size is so small, I think that, you know, if they allow one run, then that's a big difference in the, you know, scoring of their ERA. So I'm going to go with no.
Okay, Hernandez?
With universal DH, hard no on that one.
Okay, you know what? I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
In fact, I don't even think we see one under two.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, not that far.
I think the closest over a 60-game span was Jake Arrieta during that Cy Young run three, 4 years ago when he was with the Cubs in there. I think
he no-hit the Dodgers.
He had like a 0.64 ERA over 60 games or something like that. I'm going to say, just because you both said No, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that we have someone that has a sub 1.12 ERA over 60 innings. I know I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to live with that. I think that we may see it. Let's go to a different record, a new strikeouts per nine record. 60 innings, once again. Last year, Gerrit Cole struck out 13.8 per nine. Do we see a new strikeouts per nine record? And we'll start with Jason Hernandez.
I'm going to say no on that one as well. I think we get close, but I think no.
Okay, Berkey?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Any reason for the definitely? I love that.
I think that, like, from an A's perspective, you see, like, a Puck or a Luzardo or, you know, some sort of young pitcher that's coming up. They don't need that many innings to get a high, to qualify and all that stuff. And they're going to be unfamiliar to the league. And so that'll give them an advantage. And when that'll last for half their starts, I think that they do it.
Okay. So at 13.8, ooh, that's so high. That is so high. I'll go, yeah. I'll say the same. I'll say, yeah. I'll say that. And I'm going to say that Gerrit Cole breaks his own record. I'm going to say it's Gerrit Cole that does it. Yeah. I'm going to say he gets, I'm going to say he goes 13.9. Is that just exact right on the spot? I got to figure out the exact math on that, but I think it'll work. This one, I'm going to start off with Jason Burke because he noted something that would make a lot of sense. A rookie wins a Cy Young Award.
Ooh. Oh, man.
I can share some names with you if it helps. You got Mackenzie Gore, Nate Pearson, Brendan McKay, Michael Kopech, Dustin May, Jesus Luzardo, AJ Puck, Casey Mize, Forrest Whitley, just to name a few that may be rookies this year. Does a rookie win the Cy Young Award?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say Jesus Luzardo, only because he's the one guy right there. Like Dustin May, he is the other one that I was considering, but like Kopech, I don't know that he's polished enough, even though he has the Central to deal with, which isn't that bad. Nate Pearson is dealing with all of the East teams, which that's not fair. A lot of the names just don't, they're not going to be facing all of the competition. It's just their division, and those divisions are a little rough, especially for a rookie. So I'm going to go with Luzardo as my pick.
I love it. Hernandez, Jason?
If anybody could do it, it would be Luzardo, but I think there's other fantastic pitchers in that same division that could overtake him, like a Walker Buehler, maybe. I don't know. I just don't feel confident enough to say yes on this one. So I'm going to say no, a rookie does not win it this year. But I think could be in top three.
I'm going to tend to agree. I think maybe just a bit far-fetched for me, especially when you have, you know, Gerrit Cole, you have Walker Buehler in the National League, as you noted. I think, you know, Max Scherzer, he got so many guys that I think know how to pitch in essentially like a postseason format, knowing they only have X amount of innings to go. And that's kind of the way the 2020 season is going to be. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. Next prop bet here is, ooh, I like this one. I think Hernandez likes this one too. One pitcher across all of baseball that isn't listed as a technical two-way player, so no Shohei, no Jared Walsh, no Brendan McKay, no Michael Lorenzen, a pitcher will finish the 2020 season with over 5 plate appearances.
I like that one a lot.
Let's start with you there, Jason.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say, why the hell not yes?
Okay, all right.
Why not?
Do you have a guess at who it would be?
No. This season's going to be so wacky, we could see that happen anyway.
Okay. Burke, what do you got?
Oh, definitely. No. There's a universal DH. Why are they going to give up that spot?
Oh, that's right. Universal DH.
That's my thought, too. But, I mean, heck, man. I don't know. I'm 5. 5 plate appearances. That's it. I'm going to say no, okay. But I'm leery.
You know what? Add some fuel to this fire. What if the pitcher is the last guy? Never mind. No, there's a universal DH. I was like, oh, what if they're the last guy up for, you know, the inning and whatnot to end the ninth or whatever? And then they're like, oh, start him on second base. But he's not going to have that opportunity.
That's not a plate appearance. So in fact, I'm actually going to say no now that you mentioned that. I forgot that there's that stupid new rule. So, yeah, I'm going to say no as well.
I definitely lost my thought process. So, 5 plate appearances, I will say yes. I will go with yes. You guys,
I'm going no. I'm going back to no on that one. I'm sorry, Taylor.
It's all right. This is an editing point for us. For those of you listening in, I actually had to walk out, tell the guys to wait for a second. And I told them I'd be a few minutes. It turned into like 10, 15 minutes. So total different edit point for those of you listening into Lockdown Angels. Next one, and I'm going to start with Burke. Then I'm going to give my answer. Then we're going to go to Hernandez. This is the prop bet. Only one pitcher will be suspended for hitting an Astros hitter intentionally.
Oh, dang it. This is why I want there to be a full season, because it wouldn't matter. No. Okay, so my reasoning, I'm gonna go under, I think, because with so little time to, you know, accumulate wins and all that stuff, I feel like being suspended or, you know, even flirting with that would hurt your team's chances of a postseason berth. Whereas like the Mariners, they could go buck wild and just hit everybody. So maybe like the whole Mariners staff, but I don't think that there's going to be like that. I think the Dodgers are going to play nice. The A's will probably play nice.
The Dodgers are going to play nice. Really?
Maybe. I mean, depends on when they play the Astros. If they're playing them like way later.
The 2017 World Series would give them enough reason to not play nice.
So Berkey, are you going one only or less than one?
Oh, I can push?
No. So it's the prop bet is only one pitcher will be suspended for hitting an Astros hitter intentionally. So if there's two, you lose the prop bet. If there's less than one, you definitely win the prop bet. So you have up to one.
Yeah, I will go under.
So you're under 1.5 essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. I will agree. And the reason being is money and season is... If you're really focusing on winning, and you brought it up with the Mariners and things like that, you're focused on winning. One base runner literally could be a difference in a game, and you cannot throw away any games. So I'm going to go with one only, and also the pay involved, because at prorated salaries for, you know, unless you're making a bajillion dollars and you're Max Scherzer or something, who's not going to see the Astros, or Clayton Kershaw, right? Clayton Kershaw is making a bajillion dollars or whatever it is. He's like the only guy that could afford to tag an Astros hitter and not take that pay for however many games it is. So I'm going to go definitely just one or under 1.5. So just one. So Jason Hernandez, obviously you are a little different than Berkey and me here.
I want to say over so badly because there are so many pitchers that want to target the Astros. In fact, I think I saw one pitcher saying that the new strike zone was going to be directly at the Astros hitters, whoever they are. That. With that said, Rob Manfred, I don't want to sound crass here, but he kind of has a for the Astros.
Wow. There's a term.
In the sense that he wants to protect those hitters as much as possible and will do anything to save the Astros. As much as I want to say over, I have to agree with you guys and say under. I think it'll be one.
I think it's one. I think it's only going to take one to realize, be like, oh, crap, we probably shouldn't have done that.
But I'm hoping we're wrong.
Okay,
don't forget 2017.
Next prop bet, and I'll give you guys some information on this. For the first time ever, no pitcher in the majors will accumulate 10 wins. And since 1871, there's only been four times where a pitcher has led the league with less than 20 wins. And it's all come in the last 26 years. So no pitcher accumulates 10 wins. Yes or no? Hernandez.
I'm going to say no. I think the high watermark will be 8 or 9. Personally, I mean, we could see a couple of 9-2 records. 10-1 is so hard to do, or 10-0 is so difficult in any stretch of the season, much less a truncated season. So I'm going to say no. I think, you know, I'm going to say 9. 9's the high.
Okay, Berkey?
10, no.
Yeah, I'm going under 10 as well. Like even Jacob DeGrom can't get run support. So you have to be winning your games and pitch well and all that. There's too many variables. I mean, I think that the dark horse for there being a 10-win pitcher would be a reliever that's just in all of the right spots. Like, not saying use Mario Petit, but somebody who's going to pitch like 2 or 3 innings here or there. And that would be the way to do it. I don't think that there's enough starts, because you'd have to win almost all of your starts. And that's probably not going to happen. So under.
I'm in the same boat because a five-man rotation, full health, you're only making like 12 starts all season long. So you'd have to nearly win all your games. As you said, though, there is the interesting case where a reliever just out of nowhere, for whatever reason, just starts rattling off wins, you know. And so I'm going to go no pitcher gets 10 wins this year. But if I think it, like you said, if there is one that does it, it's going to be a very random reliever that just out of nowhere, you know, mid innings kind of deal, and it works out. So we all agree no on that one. Here we go to some milestones in a unique way. Felix Hernandez and Clayton Kershaw are both at 169 career wins.
Nice.
Who finishes with more wins, career wins, at the end of the season? Felix or Clayton? And ooh, open to whoever wants to jump in.
I'll just say Kershaw. Leave it at that.
Yeah, Kershaw, for sure. Although, I mean, Felix is on the Braves now, so that's good. But also, isn't he on a minor league deal? I know that he would probably make it in, you know, the first round of 30 players, but is he going to be there when they get down to 26? I don't know.
I'm just going to disagree with you guys just to be that guy, just to put it out there. But, I mean, yeah, I think it's Clayton. No doubt it's going to be Clayton. But what if, you know, Clayton has a bunch of no decisions, goes 4-2 over the year, and Felix suddenly just oddly goes 5-1 or 5-5 or whatever it is? I'm going to sneak in, say Felix. So I like that we disputed heavily on that. We don't like each other at all. So speaking of Clayton Kershaw, he is 36 strikeouts shy of 2,500 in his career. Does he reach that mark this season? Burke.
Oh, man. Playoffs don't count?
Nope. So 36 shy.
Yeah, I'm going to go no.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Well, wait.
Wait. I was doing the reverse math on that one. I'm like, yeah, if he makes 12 starts, he needs 3 strikeouts. Yeah, that. Yes.
Okay.
I was doing the reverse. I'm like, there's no way.
Hernandez, go ahead.
Absolutely. He gets at least 36, maybe even close to 50 strikeouts this season. He's still a strikeout master. Even on his worst starts, he gets 2 to 3 strikeouts a game. If he gets 10 starts, he's good. He'll get there.
I mean, if he goes 5 innings over 10 starts, right? And then you have a few that go 6 or 7 or whatever it is. I mean, he's going to get 60 innings this year. I don't think there's any denying he's getting 60 innings this year. So is he going to strike out one guy every other inning? I think he is. So I think he reaches that mark. So we all agree there.
He looked good in spring. He looked really good in spring.
Fair enough. One last one here for the pitching. And this is a guy that I'm not very fond of, but it is something to note. Aroldis Chapman has 273 career saves. Does he finish 2020 with 300? And that is open to anyone.
No.
No.
was that like a simultaneous no?
Yeah, I'm just going no on that one. That's too many.
It's half the season. It's 27, so you need a save opportunity every other game.
I don't think that the Yankees will. I mean, one, they got to win that many games, which shouldn't be a problem. But they're not going to be in any blowouts. They're going to be in all, you know, two-run games. I don't think so. I think that the Yankees are a little bit better than that. So, no. And also, they could say they run off like 4 tight games in a row. They got other guys in the bullpen. They don't need to be relying on Chapman at all.
Fair. Hernandez, anything to add?
Nope. He said what I was going to say. So I don't have to repeat it.
There you go.
Jason.
You're welcome.
This is a new one for Locked On Angels. And if you're tuning in, this is Prop Bets for 2020 with Jason Hernandez of Locked On Anaheim Ducks and Jason Burke of Locked On A's. I am Taylor Blake Ward of Locked On Angels. And I've got a this date in baseball history, and I'm going to let you guys decide here. Are we going with 1976, 1989, or 2000?
You got a preference? Between the last two, I'm okay.
I bet I know what you're going to pick, Jason. You're going to pick 1989.
I mean, I like that year. It was a good year for the A's.
You know what? Why not? Let's go 89.
So on that note, the Mets with fly ball. The Mets with fly ball pitcher Sid Fernandez on the mound. Hernandez, there you go. Play a 9-inning game without recording a single infield assist. How about that?
I thought there was going to be a question. I was like, I'm waiting for the question mark at the end of this.
All right, how about this one? after leading off the bottom of the first with a round tripper, this player ends the game with a bottom of the 11th with a walk-off home run. The player, because there's a lot of information here, they beat Minnesota 7-6. This player joins Billy Hamilton and Vic Power as only the third major leaguer to have hit both a leadoff and walk-off home run in the same game. Who is it?
What year was this?
2000. It was for the Angels.
Oh.
This is cake. This is cake, Garrett, boys. This...
Garrett Anderson?
He played for the Yankees?
Angels. Very different.
The Yankees.
No, it was against the Twins.
Or against the Twins. Let's see. Angels 2000. So this is before Garrett was there. I don't think. Is it David Eckstein?
Answer is coming up after the break. Jason Hernandez, why don't you tell us a little bit about Built Bar?
I might need some to answer that question, but Built Bar. Right now, Built Bar is having a 50% off sale on everything, and that includes their Built Bar and their Built Boost, which is up to 66% off. And right now, all proceeds are going towards social justice initiatives, which is pretty awesome. And that's 100% of profits of their remaining inventory. So once again, 50% off at builtbar.com. And a promo code locked on, get $10 off your first order of Built Bar. And don't forget to get Built Boost, which I'll be drinking on my mountain hikes. If you want flavors like double chocolate mousse, maybe you like peanut butter. Maybe you like vanilla cream. All those flavors are available at builtbar.com. And Built Boost Drink Boost is also there. So once again, builtbar.com, promo code locked on, get $10 off your first order. And that is Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. We will have the answer to our This Dayton Baseball History trivia question, I guess is what we'll call it, in the second segment.
Hey guys, this is Dylan Short, host of the Locked On Braves. Proud to bring you back to Locked On Angels and your host, my friend, Taylor Blake Ward.
All right, guys, so I'm going to give you a second guess here on this trivial question, whatever it is. This date in baseball history, this player led off the game with a home run, ended the game with a walk-off, becoming the third player ever in the game's history at the time to have a leadoff home run and a walk-off home run in the same game. He was a player for the Angels in 2000 when they beat Minnesota 7-6. Who is this player? One last guess for both of you. Burke, you start, because I know Hernandez has a guess.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that would be leading off. So, Tim Salmon.
Another.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead, Jason Hernandez.
The only other guy that led off around that time, would it be Darren Erstad?
Yeah, that's finally. There you go.
The guy.
I like the that's the guy part. I'm going to keep that in on the show. That's the guy. Yeah, Darren Erstad. Third guy to ever have a leadoff home run and walk-off home run in the same game. This date in 2000 on June 25th. So
only three guys. Wow.
Yeah, Billy Hamilton and Vic Power. Those are some, unique names. So so what we're doing here for Locked On Angels today is taking prop bets for the 2020 Major League Baseball season. We did pitching in the first segment. Here in the second segment, we're going to do hitting. And I'm going to actually start off with some team-based ones. So based on mybookie.com updates, the New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers are still favorites to face off in the World Series. Either of them miss the playoffs entirely. Jason Burke.
No, I don't think so. Well, okay. Quick question.
Quick answer.
They're still doing the division winners and then the wild cards, right? It's not the West all jumbled together as one division. They're still separate.
It's purely National League, American League. They're just playing each other.
Yeah, then no, they both make it.
Okay, Jason Hernandez.
Hell no, they're both going to make the playoffs. World Series, different story, but they'll both make the playoffs.
I agree. And I'm going to hold out and say that's probably still the favorites to be in the World Series, even with the 60-game season. Next one, speaking of World Series, for the second consecutive year, the World Series champions do not make the playoffs. Jason Hernandez.
So you're saying the Nats do not make the playoffs?
Yep, that is the prop bet.
Didn't they lose a certain player to the Angels this year?
Carter Kieboom?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, there's this guy named Anthony Rendon who should be playing third base for the Angels.
I'm going to say they miss it by a hair.
Okay, Jason Burke?
I'm going to say they miss it by like 5 games.
Wow, okay. Ooh. There you go. In a 60-game season, 5 games?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Well, because, I mean, somebody can go like 40 and 20 and then they suck, you know? It's easy.
Then they suck.
That's just math, Taylor.
No, that's good. I like that. I'll say they make the playoffs. I'll say they make the playoffs as a wild card team. Braves win the division.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Awkward silence. Let's move on. So how about this? 28 players ever have hit 400 in a single season, 8 over the last 100 years, and the last to do it was Ted Williams when he hit 406 79 years ago. You need 186 plate appearances in 2020. Does someone bat 400 this year?
Hell no. Not a chance.
Wow. All right.
The last time someone came close was Tony Gwynn batting 394 in 1994. And that was also a shortened season. Even in a short season, it's hard to get 400. So I'm going to say, no, not a chance someone gets 400.
All right, Jason Burke.
While I think it'd be cool, I don't want to hear those debates and all that stuff. So I'm kind of hoping for no. In this particular season, I don't need asterisks on 400 and whatnot. So, no.
Okay, I'm going to go yes. And I'm going to say it is Mr. Mike Trout. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right. Well, yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that we could debate about that as well. But you know what? No, it's not going to be Mike Trout. You know who it's going to be?
Who?
Rendon.
Anthony Rendon.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one, huh? That worked out really well for me. Yeah, I'll go with that. I think we have the asterisks, we have all that junk, and it gets stupid when we get into the late part of the season. But I think just accept this for what it is. It's a short season, we're going to have fun with it. So I hope someone does, and I hope that people get pissed off about it. So this will be the first season since 1945 that no player hits 30 or more home runs. Last time that we had a season where no one hit 30 home runs was Tommy Holmes in 1945 with 28. What do you got to say about that, Jason Hernandez?
I think we don't see anyone close to that. I think maybe the
highest. Whoa. Don't give me a number yet because I got another question coming.
Okay. I don't think we'll see anyone above 30, to be honest. I think we might get close, but I don't know if we see anyone above 30, to be honest. That's too short of a season. 60 games, not enough.
I might say that we might see like a 31 because it depends on the ball that they're using. I think if it's
we're going with
Major League Baseball likes to use different balls. And I mean, we saw, Sammy Sosa hit 20 in, 1998. It would take a lot, but Pete, but also we're not dealing with the colder weather as much. So we're going to just start off in summer and maybe we'll see. I think I'm going to go yes on this one.
Who do you think
you're still
get
answering?
It?
Oh, yeah. What did you what you said? Discuss the f-ing question.
Oh, well, there you go. I had to walk outside for those of you listening in. So
who's going to get it, Jason?
Oh, God, I have no idea. Bellinger.
He's going to hit 30 this year, huh?
He would be the guy to do it. He would be.
Okay. If you go with... Here's my thinking off the top of my head. You probably want to pick somebody who's going to be playing in Coors Field a little bit. Just, for that little bit of extra boost. And if we're using the same balls as last year, that's a big boost as well. Yeah. And then you got to have somebody who's going to beat up on bad teams like the Mariners, potentially the Rangers. We also don't know how the Rangers' new ballpark is going to play. So
they got maybe a good pitching staff, too.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, maybe it's a bandbox for the first couple of years, like, you know, all the Atlanta had home run issues. New Yankee Stadium had home run issues when they opened up. There's been some stuff there. So I'm going to say Bellinger hits like 30 or 31.
Wow.
And I'm not like confident in that by any means. I'm just trying to be contrarian.
And Jason Hernandez, you said no, right? You said no, we're close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will say no to 30. But how about this? Is this the first season since 1918 that no player hits more than, let's start at 25 home runs?
We'll see 25. Yeah, we'll see 25.
Do you want
my opinion on this one too? Or
well, you already said 31. I mean,
exactly.
You already said 31. No, Berkey, you're out of here, man.
Okay.
I will say 20. I will say someone hits 20. I'll go with Pete Alonso. I'll say Pete Alonso hits 20 of them.
That's it. 20. Yes.
But think about this. This is so. 1948, I think, was the 30 home runs.
Tommy What's-His-Face.
Yeah, how about this? Let's pull up the notes. How about this? How about, hey, look here, pull up the notes. Tommy Holmes in 1945 hit 28 home runs to lead the league. Prior to that, the guy that didn't have more than 20, or I guess, yeah, more than 25 would have been Babe Ruth and Tilly Walker when they tied for the league lead at 11 in 1918.
And that was when Babe Ruth was a pitcher, by the way. Just saying,
yeah.
Pitchers can rake, which is why we shouldn't have a universal DH. But anyway, I'm sorry.
There you go. Next one. Shohei Ohtani finishes the 2020 season with a higher WAR than Mike Trout. Jason Burke. Ooh.
I think yes. There's a lot of stuff that could go into that, but I'm going to go with yes. Because he has pitching and hitting and a shortened season. That makes sense. Also, are we sure that Mike Trout's going to be playing?
Well, he's having the kid. So he's going to leave, obviously, for the birth of his first child. And then is there going to be a
2 weeks?
It's sometime in August, I want to say. I want to say August.
But doesn't he have to quarantine for 2 weeks before and then 2 weeks after?
I don't know for certain on that. I would assume so. So... Yeah, that's kind of why I brought the question up, is because it does bring a lot of questions. So I'm going to agree with you, Jason. I'm going to say, yeah, Shohei Ohtani has more WAR than Mike Trout for 2020. Jason Hernandez.
Absolutely. No question. He'll have more WAR.
Okay. More WAR. More WAR. No.
If you want to go for it, even if Mike Trout does play a full season, I think that Ohtani would give him a run for his money, honestly. So,
Yeah, it's up in the air, huh? It's kind of interesting. I like this prop bet. So did we all say yes?
Yep. Yes.
There's $15 to strike out cancer that Mike Trout's going to rock us on. Speaking of Mike Trout and, you know, his talents, how about this prop bet? A rookie is named MVP for their respective league.
Ooh.
So here's some names just real quick. You had all those pitchers earlier, but you got Gavin Lux, Joe Adell, Carter Kieboom, Luis Robert, Evan White, anything? Those are just names off the top of my head. I don't think Evan White's on that list because he plays for the Mariners, but...
Well, but didn't he sign a contract so that he can actually play in the majors this year?
No, he can play. I'm just saying he plays for the Mariners. That's why he's going to win MVP.
Yeah, gotcha.
The National League has Kershaw, who's always good, but they have Bellinger and Yelich.
Now they've got Gavin Lux.
And Gavin Lux was really damn good in Rancho too.
Man, he was good everywhere last year.
Yeah, he was good everywhere.
He was good in Oklahoma City, that's for sure. He hit like 500.
But no.
It seems like we're all sitting on question marks. I'll start. I will say no. Just flat no.
I'm going to go with no as well, but I feel like if there's a player that could do it, it would be Robert on the White Sox.
That's kind of
because he has those. Too. The White Sox could, you know, they have a decent shot of actually making the playoffs in a 60-game season.
They look really good. I think they look really good. I've said outset of the year, I said that they're going to challenge Minnesota for the division. I said they're a playoff team when it was 162 games.
Yeah. And so you take 60 and you got Robert coming out of nowhere. I liked that rhymed. You know, he's got the speed. He's got, you know, all of the tools that you would need. And in a short season, he could put it together for 60 games and, you know, be an actual MVP caliber player like a Mike Trout or something like that. Hopefully nobody wins the Triple Crown this year to rob him of that. You know what? I'm going to go with Louis Robert. He's going to win.
He's going to win MVP. My man, I love that.
All right.
I went no, but I love that. I'm all for it. So, Jason Hernandez, you're – and real quick, I just want to mention this. Yasiel Puig made his debut in 2013 on June 3rd.
Yep.
Those first 60 games, he could have been MVP. Right?
He almost made All-Star that year.
He should have been an All-Star that year.
He should have. But, I mean, he could have been a potential MVP candidate, right?
Yeah.
So, it's not absurd to – you know, sit and be like, hey, you know what? Someone comes out with Yasiel Puig kind of debut where 3-4 weeks of just monster numbers and mashing and excitement. What do you think, Jason?
Remember 3.5 months ago when I called you on my way back from Arizona, I went to spring training for a few days just to get my mind off of hockey for a few days. And Robert was one of those guys that I sang the praises of because one of the games I saw was White Sox versus Brewers. And that whole team looked very good. I agree with Burke that they're a strong team. They could make the playoffs. But Robert could be that. I'm still going to say no. But I think Robert could be a top three MVP candidate this year.
Okay, I mean, if you look at last year's AL MVP, Semien came out of nowhere over a full season. You had, was it Bregman and Trout? And then Semien. So it's not like they have a solid top three guys in the American League like they do in the National League where it's, you know, Yelich and Bellinger and all that stuff. There's not, you know, the stalwarts right there. And if Mike Trout's not playing, it's a wide open in the AL. So that's where I land.
Well, then Mookie Betts. Oh, wait a minute.
Whoops.
I just pissed off some Red Sox fans. Sorry, Gabriel.
Let's move on. This one's going to be a little bit different. It's interesting because it's a two-parter. So someone will finish the season with a 250 OPS plus, 186 plate appearances. It's only happened 5 times ever. Some guy named Barry Bonds did it 3 times. Some guy named Babe Ruth did it in 1920. And some guy named Fred Dunlap, who I actually had never heard of, did it in 1884. So 250 OPS plus over 186 plate appearances. Does someone do it? Open to the audience.
What would that stat line look like in general? Because I know that that is probably a fantastic season, but
probably a near 400 batting average, 500 on base percentage, and like a 700 slugging. I mean, that's just a guess, but that's okay. Probably what it would be close to.
So basically Rendon, as you predicted a couple questions ago.
If he hits 20, if he hits 20 home runs over the year, something like that, maybe.
Okay.
Or if Bellinger hits 31, that might qualify him.
I like being wild. I'm going to go with yeah.
Okay. Then there is a two-parter for you when we get back to this.
Yes.
So, Jason Hernandez.
I'm going to say no on this. I think it's too high a number. And three of those already have asterisks. So, we'll move on.
I'm going to say yes. And I don't know who. I'm just going to say yes for the sake of saying yes. So, for Burke and myself, and Jason, you can start.
Okay.
Will that player be 25 years of age or younger?
How old's Bellinger?
24. So here's some names. Do you want me to rattle off a few names for you?
If you want to, I'm going to look up Bellinger here too. So
you've got Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Shohei Ohtani, Kesson Hira, Gleyber Torres, Vlad Jr., Bo Bichette, Eloy Jimenez, Yordan Alvarez, Austin Meadows, Fernando Tatis Jr., Rafael Devers, Yoan Moncada, and some guy named Cody Bellinger, who you've mentioned. And that is compliments of Dylan Short of Locked On Braves. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you for bringing us in for the second segment as well. What do you got, Jason? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? And this is purely an offensive stat. Remember that.
Yeah.
You're saying Cody Bellinger?
I think Cody Bellinger, yeah. If he's going to hit 31, screw it. I'm going all in on Bellinger this year.
You said Luis Robert. I was going to say, you said a rookie's winning MVP. I said Pete Alonso hits 20 home runs. I'm going to change that. Juan Soto, 250 OPS plus.
Okay.
I'm a I can big see that, Juan for Soto sure. fan. Yeah, I'm a huge Juan Soto fan.
So that's $10 from Taylor and yeah, Jason. Yeah, right.
A few more here, just a few more. Albert Pujols will pass Nat LaJoy in all-time hits at 3,244. Albert needs 42 hits to do it.
Nope.
That was a quick one.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to get enough playing plate appearances to get 42. He'd have to hit like 250. Can he still do that? I don't I watch him closely enough.
So what are you saying? He hits but that's if, half, does if he hit has, half the time in the Angels lineup?
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to get enough playing time for the most part. And also diminishing skills. So,
all right. I just looked it up. That would be 60 times 4 is 240.
240.
So 42. Wait. 240 at bats. He's not going to get that. So 60 times 3 is 180.
180.
Times that by, I don't know, 60% playing time? Roughly.
So that's about
108. That's 108. So 42 by 108. This is how we do the show. He'd have to hit 388.
I was right.
Jason Hernandez, what is your comment now?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to pass LaJoy or LaJoy either.
So,
Corey LaJoy is the driver. Nap LaJoy is the baseball player.
Thank you very much.
Either way you pronounce it, I'm being a total here. No, I honestly don't think he passes it. He's not going to get the playing time at the start of the season. He might get playing time when Mike Trout departs, but for the most part, I don't think so.
Okay. How about this one? I'm going to say no, by the way. for the exact math that I just did on the show for whatever reason. This one, Yadier Molina and Ryan Braun will surpass 2,000 hits, both of them. It has to be both. Yadier Molina is 37 hits away. Ryan Braun is 67 hits away. And Ryan Braun's probably going to be DH.
Yeah, I don't think so. Mostly because of Ryan Braun being so far away. Even if he gets up to, he'd have to hit roughly 280 to 300. He'd have to hit a decent clip, whereas Yadi's going to be playing every day. And he's good, but I don't know that he's, we'll see.
Okay, Jason Hernandez.
Yeah, no. I think the same way as Jason Burke. I think Ryan Braun's a ways away. So no.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to do some more math. 3.5 times 60, assuming that he is the DH, right? So let's say that Ryan Braun, what did I say? He needs 67 hits?
Yep, 67.
So let's say he gets 180 at-bats. 67
over 180, so that's about a 330.
Man, my math is really off for these prop bets. I'll go no.
I'll help you out. It's about a 330 batting average.
It's like a 380, dude. It's like 380. It's brutal. So no. One last one, guys. It's an Angels-related one. Thanks for coming on Locked On Angels. This one is Angels-specific. Two Angels will hit their 300th career home runs in 2020. Justin Upton is at 298. Mike Trout is at 285.
Trout's going to be gone for some point, so no.
I mean, Upton definitely. He hit it. I don't know if Trout's going to get enough playing time, but I mean, if he's there for like the Colorado series or something like that, he could knock out like five right there if he wanted to.
That'd be an MVP series.
So, I mean, well... I don't want to bet against Mike Trout is the thing. So
I was gonna say, why did we laugh when you said five home runs at Coors Field for Mike Trout? It's like, wait, no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, I laughed and then I'm like, oh man, why did I laugh? That was dumb on my end. So
to quote the greatest Angels movie of all time, hey, it could happen.
Are there other Angels movies?
Yeah. Hot Gun. What's the one with Rodney Dangerfield or whatever his face is? Leslie Nielsen. What was that one?
Count? Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. Yeah. Naked Gun has the Angels. Reggie.
I mean, as
Reggie
as
Jackson's much, trying to kill the Queen, right?
I think Moneyball yes. has the Angels in it.
Maybe.
And like as like a team that they're facing in the darkness whatever.
I think the point that we're making here is that Angels in the Outfield is not the best movie that has the Angels involved. So is We all agree Justin Upton's going to hit 2 home runs this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Mike Trout going to hit 15?
I'm going to go with yes, just to, you know, say that I like Mike Trout, even though I'm an A's fan.
I'm going to say no, just because he's not going to be there enough.
I'll say yes, because he's Mike Trout. Fair?
Sorry, Mike.
So,
Mike,
I will do some calculating.
I don't want to get an angry message from Mike Trout later on.
I will do some math and calculations to figure out what kind of money we owe in a few months here. But like we said, we're going to donate $5 for every wrong answer to the Jason Mott Foundation. Let's strike out cancer. If you want to check it out yourself, it's www.jasonmottfoundation.org. And like we said, they have those cancer shirts. I'm looking at one right now. They've got a pediatric one that's gray with a yellow baseball print. And they have a breast cancer one. It's like a navy with a pink baseball. So check them out. They're both $38. That's not bad. I think I'm going to go get one right now. So check them out. JasonMottFoundation.org. Speaking of Jason, my goodness, Jason Hernandez, Jason Burke, thank you for coming on today's show of Locked On Angels.
Yeah, no problem.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So let's see. Outros. I'm going to do an outro. You can follow Locked On Angels on Twitter, at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally, at Taylor Blake Ward. Jason Burke, where can our listeners find your work?
I am at Locked On A's on Twitter, and also for my personal account, I am at By Jason B on Twitter.
Lovely. And Jason Hernandez, Stimpy JD, where are you at, buddy?
Thanks. And also at LO_Ducks.
Lovely. Lovely. So, appreciate you guys coming on. I really do. You know, there was a reason. I was talking to Jason Hernandez like really early this morning here on the West Coast, and I was like, screw it. We're bringing Jason Burke on too. We're going to make this a three-part. This is going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully you enjoyed today's show of Locked On Angels. If you want to download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever podcasting outlet you use to listen to today's show. Like we said, you can follow us on Twitter. Once you're done listening to today's show of Locked On Angels, tell your smart device, whether it be, hey Siri, hey Alexa, hey Google, play Locked On Fantasy Baseball, and you'll be joined by some of the great members here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Hey, Jason.
Yo.
Ah, thought I'd get both of you.
I thought I'd get both of you.
Thanks to Jason Burke and Jason Hernandez for coming on today's show. Appreciate it. Always appreciate you tuning in as well. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward, reminding you to dot your I's, cross your T's, and stay nasty, Anaheim. We'll see you tomorrow.